Let me know when you're ready, and I'll click.
Go, baby, go.
All right. After I click, it'll be like 5 seconds.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Boom.
4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling.
I swear, Ian is off time on purpose.
Coming home. So is it live now? We can afford a hamster. All right. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 81st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also as Craig, with me, as always, Sneaky Beat 15, KO72, Ian, and Ray, the Puzzle Warriors.
Hello.
Hello, gents.
Woot, woot. It's a
Hello.
Two woot introduction.
Yeah.
Double woot.
Two woot Wednesday.
We should make that a thing. That follows up like Taco Tuesdays, right? So you get Taco Tuesday, two woot Wednesday. it's like two left Twix or something. I don't know. So this is the week of 315 through 322, including your weekend of being Irish and drinking.
Woo-hoo. Right.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be at the comedy club this week, since we failed last week.
Better luck this week?
Yeah, hope so.
Okay.
This week's events, your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, today, Red Cage. Thursday, Green Rockin' Groot. Friday, Blue Spidey. Saturday, Blue Daredevil. Sunday, Green She-Hulk. Monday, Purple Deadpool. Tuesday, Red Gamora. And Wednesday is the Red Black Widow. On the 5-day, 4-star crash! Kaplunk. Of the Titans. Alright, so we've had a couple since our last chat, folks. On the 9th, we had X vs. Wolverine. How'd that go for all? Well, I know Ray won easily. Reed, how'd that go for you?
I won?
Sweet.
Yes, I won. Ray was correct. I have enough of his black ability that I would just, you know, poke at him until he decided to fire off the thing that makes a bunch of red tiles, and then I would slice him in half.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it worked out A-okay.
I had to put some ISO into mine. I got him up to level 199 before it... became easier for me. I only have 3 black.
Right.
So I had to do more multiple green attacks and things to get it going.
Interesting. Yeah, it was easy for me. I didn't use any boosts or anything. He's my top level character. So, but I would point out the stochasticism. I did ask in the forum. He was curious how we all did with it because he doesn't have him champed. And he knows that you guys didn't either. So there you go, stochasticism.
Yep, did get there. I don't know how you can pronounce that. Every time I read his name, it just makes my head hurt.
I don't know either. I just pray that it comes out correctly. And
I always be
does.
Like, stochasticisms. Stoichiotomy. Spirograph.
Now you're doing it on purpose.
And coming up on Pi Day, sweet, sweet pie.
That already happened.
Was X-23, which, you know, was the same day I went and saw Logan, so that was nice.
Yeah, X-23 was against Elektra, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Elektra's annoying. When you have to fight her one-on-one and she throws out a shadow power, shadow step.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't tried that fight yet, but I'll let you know for next week.
Oh, I was able to win that one. I've got mine 5-2-4, level 168. I managed to pull that one off.
Yeah, I have her at 5-5-3 champed, so... It was not a big problem. It was just, I got way more hurt than I expected.
Oh, you couldn't get enough healing matches in, or?
That's all I was doing, was trying to get healing matches, because she was beating the crap out of me. But, as in the movie, X-23 is vicious, and, I was able to pull it off on the first try. I think I only had, like, 1,000 hit points left, though.
Oh. Well, good luck to Ian. Hopefully,
Thanks. He can pull that. I'll definitely give it a try when I feel like committing... the time. Actually, I've been trying to be less lazy, but I save it for a day when I can't play the big burrito. Is that what it's called?
Behemoth burrito, yeah.
Behemoth burrito, but I still want to get that extra taco token.
Oh, sure.
So I try to beat them on that day, yeah.
It's a good thought.
Yeah.
Next one coming up on the 19th is Iceman. I'm not worried about that one. That one should be fairly easy my way. I think Ray has him championed.
I do. I do have him as well. So,
Ian, I do not know where your Iceman is.
That makes two of us. He's hovering in the, you know, ineffective zone. 2-2-3-2.
Does that tumble through space three, like three, a giant two. Pane of glass?
I don't understand your reference, so yes.
Really? That, I get that reference.
Mm-mm.
Superman? The Phantom Zone!
Oh! That was a stretch, but yeah, I just didn't put it together, I guess.
Well, you know, it was the ineffective zone. Let's put our most serious super right. criminals in this thing. We'll just throw it into space and hope for the best. get it blew up on its own. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Atomic bomb.
Yeah, well,
or something.
It was an atomic bomb or some sort of large bomb on the bottom of the elevator in the Eiffel Tower.
So nice stall. I was able to look up your Iceman. You have him at 232, but level 70.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you got a good chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put some ISO into him. He's got level 3 of blue.
Yeah.
That's what I need, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, freezing the person is a good time.
Right, well, I think that's the level where his stun lasts as long as
the countdown
the
time.
Cooldown timer. Yeah. Yeah. So,
you should have
optimistic
a good, you should have a good
suddenly.
Chance.
Yeah.
Good deals. In the Storyland, we have Meat Rocket and Groot is finishing up. 7 and 13,000 got you the brand new hot guy. 22,000 Star-Lord and 40,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks getting them a Peggy and 11 to, I think it was 300? That sounds right. Where Luke Cage covers. Do like me some Luke Cage. Over in Simulator is coming up next. Story Simulator. 7,500 and 13,500 to Luke Cage. 22,500 is Peggy. 42,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Blade. Because I saw the cover and I'm like, who is that? Like, because I always forget that Blade exists. And I was like, oh, right. Blade's a character. And then 11 to 300 is Mystique.
Nice.
Yeah. Over in the Michael Jordan Space Jam season, the Shield Simulator, 900 for the Hood, 1,200, 1,400, and 1,700. I'll get you some Luke Cage, and 2,000 is a sweet, sweet Mordo. I want me some more Mordo. I'll try and power my way through the simulator. The current PvP is Zoot Suit Riot. Riot! featuring Kamala Khan, 800 for Green Kamala Khan, 900 Blue Wasp, 1,200 for the CP, top 5 is Bucky, and 6 to 50 is even more Hawkeye. So, lots of chances to get your Hawkeye all filled up.
That's good. I've been enjoying him.
Who, Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It is fun with Star-Lord.
Yeah, I've been using him, Star-Lord, and Kingpin together. It's all countdowns all the time, and punching my way to victory.
Three shot, three blue arrows? You go firing through arrows real fast.
Yeah.
It is not. It doesn't take that long to really empty out that quiver.
Yeah, I remember when we were talking about him before, I mentioned, well, I wonder if I can get down and use all of his arrows. Yes, I can with Star-Lord.
Like, I got to the end, and I shot it, and there was no countdown time. And I'm like, well, what happened? And I'm like, I'll do it again. And I'm like, oh, right, I'm just getting damage now.
Right. Decent amount, too.
Yeah, I was surprised. So, 5-star of him teamed up with Star-Lord should be tremendous.
Sure.
So see
I don't
how
think
that...
my one blue is going to do a whole lot, but...
Yeah, I think I got one. I did. I got one red. Let's see.
Oh,
let's...
the 5-star?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm envious. Sorry, I'm good now.
Okay.
I had something that was marginally distracting, and I decided to engage it instead of pay attention to what was happening around me, and now I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
Sorry, I got an unexpected email from your favorite patron, Craig, about something totally unrelated. And I was like, oh, my God, I want to respond. I'm so excited. I never get email.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay, then. Some updates were released for patch 122. They've added some animations for when increasing the level of character. I don't think we've talked about this. Fixed the special tile tutorials to prevent players from getting stuck. Join forces missions will now choose a provided character if the player's character is a lower level. Boy, that's a nice fix.
Yeah.
I thought they did that a while ago, but I guess not. That sounds familiar to me.
Yeah. Maybe I read these last week. I don't
know. No, Mike,
no,
way.
This is previous, oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely with Ian on this.
Okay. Black Widow's power, Widow Sting will no longer incorrectly stun all enemies at power levels lower than 5. That power is already really strong, so apparently it was even stronger. And characters to prevent damage will no longer take the increased damage from strike tiles.
Okay.
So apparently that was a bug. And I want to mention there's more bugs. So we'll get to all these in a minute. So in 123, here are the announcements as to what more bugs that should be fixed in 123. The game crashes when the countdown tile from Ian.
Oh, my God. Airborne?
No. No. Say her name.
Oh.
Anoia Queen?
Oh, Anoia Queen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't know she was crashing the game.
When her entanglement power deals damage to the enemy when there's a countdown tile created by an enemy's...
Anoia Queen.
Then, yeah, the game crashes.
We do have to tell people what this is.
We'll get there at the end.
All right.
Well, it'll all tie back together. Don't worry, we won't leave you hanging. Yeah, and I wasn't even prepared for it because I thought they had made like some kind of ultimate bug snafu where somehow now airborne characters accidentally delete Chekhov's gun and it's causing the game to explode.
Also fixed animation damage dealt are played out of order. In Soldier's Assault Rifle, Demolitionist Detonator, Bomb Tech's Isolate Explosives, Lieutenant's Morale Boost, Sniper's Deadly Shot, and Juggernaut's Unstoppable Crash and Headbutts.
Oh.
And countdown tiles are currently dealing damage when they go off.
Yeah,
it's like
are.
1 point of damage, but it's still damage.
It makes that Star-Lord, Hawkeye, Kingpin thing really devastating.
Yeah, that extra 30 points of damage you're getting is really adding up.
When I was figured I could really take advantage of this, I switched out Kingpin for Nova to create all those strike tiles.
Sure.
It's just wrong.
That's just abusive there. I wanted to bring this up because I have mentioned this to our folks over at Demiurge, and I saw some other people had the same thing, but I've noticed weird timing issues since 122, where I had Star-Lord throw a punch at some thug. Three-star Deadpool jumped in front. He took the damage, and the thug also took the damage, and they both died. That's not supposed to happen. And I've had occasions where Elektra has died, and then her, you know, it's come up and said, Shadow Step is triggered, and then she dies because she still takes the damage. So it's like things are happening out of order.
I've never seen that with Elektra, and I have used her a couple of times. But along with the people stepping in front, I've just had a conversation with my brother, and this is what we're seeing. We've both seen this. When you have a 4-plus wave, so it's a wave fight, but you've got, like the enchilada, where you've got six characters in a wave.
Mm-hmm.
When you deal damage, and you take out one character, and a new character comes in and takes their place, say, for example, if that character is 3-star Carol, she immediately fires off her energy absorption.
Oh, I have seen that where I've killed someone else and she gets to absorb the power.
Right, even though she didn't take any damage. She's still at full health.
Yep, I've seen that.
We've also seen it with Hulk and Deadpool. Hulk's anger will go off and Deadpool's, whatever it is, retributive strike or his thing goes off. So there's something weird going on there. There's another bug. I think I mentioned this before. Daken, when you use him and you use his blue power, it destroys the strike tiles, but it seems like his attack hits, and then he turns a couple tiles to green. If you make a green match with that, it makes another strike tile, which then does more damage, and then the strike tiles go away, and it does even more damage. It's like it's triple hitting on his, destroy strike tiles to add damage.
No.
And then this was actually on our Facebook group, in our Alliance group. People are getting their... bonus heroes, but yet not getting them. Like, they got a green Thanos, and the bonus hero comes up and says it's also a green Thanos, and then you look in your roster and there's only one.
Oh, that would be devastating.
Yeah, yeah. I believe there is an open ticket for that. I think I saw in the forums.
I would think so, because, like, my wife has seen it, I've seen it, my brother's seen it, and some people in the Alliance. So I think this is happening quite often.
Phew.
So,
and then, anyway. Yeah. Hey, the other thing I wanted to throw out, I talked to you guys a little bit about it, and I threw it out in Discord. It appears to just be me, so whatever. But ads? I don't get ads anymore. Ever. Like I said, I think I've gotten a couple in the past month. Like, I used to get them constantly, all day, every day, but that hasn't happened for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I don't know what to do about that.
That's very odd. I haven't seen any lowering of the number of ads.
I was going to say, and like I told you, I play on my iOS device very infrequently compared to my Steam account, which is just regular infrequent. So, and once I, you know, like I said, if I play a couple times a day on my iOS device, I'll see it you know, at least once every time I play.
Yeah, I honestly can't. I think the last one I got was when we were in Las Vegas.
Yeah, like I said, the worst case scenario is I found my ads to have been limited to things that I haven't been interested in. Like, they won't stop until I play War Dragons. So I figure if I just never play War Dragons, I'm good.
I suppose. But yeah, I don't even get the Vaseline ads anymore. I get nothing. Like, it's...
You buy too much Vaseline?
Apparently I own stock in Vaseline. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know what to do about that. If anybody else is seeing something similar, or if it's just my account. I don't know. Maybe it's something weird with my iPad. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe you should try upgrading to VIP. Maybe you don't deserve any ads.
Well, you also mentioned it on Discord. It sounded like everybody else was still getting them.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just me. I've not heard of anyone else who's not getting ads. So, I don't know if it's something on my iPad that's, you know, preventing that from happening, or what the deal is. But I suppose I could open a ticket. It just seems like a strange thing to ask for.
Hey, could you give me
more
ads?
Send me more ads!
Then you'll be inundated. That'll be worth it anyway.
That would be worth it, because, man, I really miss all those rewards. All right, patron reward levels. Let's talk about those. We finally did something with that.
We did.
Yay, we followed through on a commitment.
And it only took a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ray, hit us up with all the changes.
Oh, well, I didn't have it in front of me, but
I was going to say, I think I can wing it.
Well, he typed it all, so that should give him, you know, that memory of I typed something once.
So what we did is we changed our patron levels. So there are now four levels, and one is, well, we added one. So we now have street level hero, planetary hero, stellar hero, and cosmic hero as our levels. And this is basically just $1, $3, $5, and $10. And
do we have jukebox hero?
No.
We don't.
With stars in his eyes?
We don't. We try not to infringe on any Bowie copyrights.
Yeah.
Bowie?
Nice.
Sorry, that was classic.
Yeah, thanks.
So this is the amount of money that you pledge to support the podcast, and it's per podcast, but then you can also limit it per month. So if you only wanted to do like $5 a month, you could do $3 an episode, but then limit to $5 a month, and that would be your limit. So, but in any case, the rewards are now for a $1, you get to be added to our patron page on puzzlewarriors3.com, and you get a hearty thank you in the podcast with your name being called out. For $3, this is the big change. You can now add a power or character nickname, and we will add it to the show. You let us know what it is, and we will use your nickname for that power or character as long as you are a planetary, stellar, or cosmic level patron.
Keep it family friendly.
Yeah, it has to be G or PG rated.
Exactly.
Please.
It has to.
And in the one day ever in the future when my Dazzler appears, no one can touch her or her powers. Those are mine. They're all mine, and nobody's but mine.
$10 level's okay.
We also reserve the right to keep any of the current nicknames that are in use. It has to be a new nickname for a new power.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I've got other things too ingrained in my brain. I can't be changing them.
Right. Then the $5 reward is you will be picking a section of the show, and just like this guy, who is a patron of our opening the tokens, I think.
Yes.
Somewhere in there.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep.
We will mention you at the opening of that section on every show. And then there's a cosmic level that contains all of the previous levels, but you will become an honorary puzzle warrior, and we will mention you at the beginning of the show as well as a higher level contributor and patron of
right.
the show.
Right. And I believe the... Unless you change this, I don't want to add anything that we didn't all agree on, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut till after the show. Never mind. Hey, guys. How about sports?
Well, no. What do we?
Free agencies open up. It's very exciting.
Well, here, I'll send it in the chat. Hold on, because I wanted to bring this.
Oh, God. I got to open the chat. What's going on?
I know. Where's my chat window? I don't know. Type faster.
I did. Look at me typing.
I don't see anything in the chat.
Oh, this is true. There are, okay. Yeah, we can mention that. So right. There are also accrued rewards. So if you...
Oh, that too.
If you,
that's not what I was thinking, but I got to find this chat window. I want to be included.
If you continue to support us right. for X number of dollars. Like right now, there's only one. If you continue to support us and put in $100 toward the show overall lifetime, we will send you a Puzzle Warriors 3 T-shirt.
Oh, are we not doing the other one?
Yeah, I thought we finally wore him down on the 75er.
Yeah.
Sure. You tell him what it is, because I don't want to mess
so
it up.
So for the people who, for God knows what reason, don't get enough of me ruining their lives, once you get to the $75 level, not only will we thank you on PBS. No, we won't. But if you send in some song, pick your favorite song, and I will try to puzzle quest it up some and sing it for you on a future episode. Again, try to keep them, you know, more friendly songs. Songs with lots of cursing. Well, I'll just have to rename all the words anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter. So I guess it could go all, you know, crazy with the cursing hip-hop, and I'll just have to change all the words. However, I'm a terrible rapper, so I do not recommend hip-hop.
I was going to become a patron and force you to do some DMX.
I don't know. Could be reward, could be punishment. I don't know. Ask AD Marrero. Ad Marrero.
Are we still using the chat window?
We can be.
Okay.
Send away, Ian. What you got?
It's already there.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Is that?
I don't know if
Ray
agreed to that one.
Oh, he's in charge of that, so I don't want to.
I don't remember what the level was.
The one? It seems inconsequential to me. I thought it'd be something you'd be willing to do for any of our patrons.
Sure, we can do that. We can add that in.
Okay.
Okay. Starting at the entry level, the street level hero donation level of $1 per episode. If you'd like, we'd be happy to follow you on Twitter. It'll make you look more popular. You might even get followed by Cinnabon or the Mindy Project.
That is true. They follow us. Well, specifically Craig. We're followed by Cinnabon. Craig is followed by the Mindy Project. Mindy is very interested in what Craig has to say.
Yeah, it's you know, me and Mindy, what's her name?
Kaling.
Okay. I never remember her last name.
Well, there you go.
She's funny enough.
We understand. I'm here to help.
Thanks. You are good with the celebrities. I am not so good with the celebrities. You have a vast knowledge of celebrities and what things they appear in.
It happens sometimes. I don't know why. I do know why. It's because I'm interested in that sort of thing, and I read a lot of Us Weekly and TMZ.
All right, moving on. Ray, hit the mailbag.
Oh, crap. We're there? Okay.
No, that's fine. Take your time. Before we get to this, I would like to address some of... last week's comments and a majority of this week's comments, and I will give you what I can and concede where I can, but I will have to warn you, I will stand firm where I feel convicted. There was a lot of comments, a lot, disproportionate amount of disapproving comments, hurt comments, disappointed comments in our, especially Craig and I's, you know, our response to people's disappointment in the 12 newest heroes portion of the Legendary Tokens update. And here is what I will start with my concession, because I don't want anybody to feel personally attacked. I will definitely retract, and I don't know if it was him or me, but I will retract Crybaby if it was me. You're not crybabies, you're not bad people. However, it is not my job to validate your opinions and feelings. It is not my job to make you feel like what you said was worthwhile if I fully disagree with it, which I do. And it is not my job to bow down to that sort of pressure. So I think the volume, frequency, and severity of your complaints is way too high. I think that I disagree that this is a problem. I see it solving what had been a prevalent problem while creating, I think, what is a lesser problem that has many, many workarounds. I don't want anybody to feel personally attacked. Just because we disagree on this issue doesn't make either side any less. I like you all just the same as I did before. So I'm glad the developers were open to your feedback. That's who's important. That's who you should be reaching out to. And I hope we can appreciate that. So that's where I stand. Cause I mean, there's just too many comments on this subject. And this isn't really that interactive. It's not a, you know, where we can interact live. And, you know, discuss this. I also don't think it's a huge issue. You know, I'm absolutely interested, unless it comes up and they've made changes to it and it's game related. I just don't want anybody to feel hurt or personally attacked. That was not my intention. But I do think that it is not a problem. There are times in the forums where I steer clear of the forums because I think that your, you know, response to changes by the developers, this one included, is incredibly severe. However, I do have some leeway there too, because I know for a fact that there are many of you out there that, unlike some of us, you spend a sizable amount on this game, and that's reasonable too. So if I had that much, especially financially invested in the game, I might see my opinions be very different. So I have to take that into consideration. And if you're feeling that passion, you don't let that continue to say that on the forums. And I support that. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean you have to change your opinion, just like I'm not willing to change my opinion for you. So that's my takeaway from that. Again, I apologize on a very small level, but stand my ground on all the other levels.
All right, there you go. So as Ian said, there was a lot of comments about the vaulting issues. So, but I have since removed those from all of the comments, so I will not be responding to individual comments about vaulting. And I think at this point, it's kind of been addressed. So there you go.
Unless it's about the Summer Olympics and that kind of vaulting. Totally different. I can get on board for that. Jumping that high is incredibly impressive.
Do you remember when the horse in gymnastics used to be a whole different shape than the weird ovaltine shape thing it is now?
No, the pommel horse was something different?
Well, like the vaulting horse.
Oh, the vault.
Okay. Well, it was called horse as well, right? So it used to be like the pommel horse, just without the pommels. You know, it was like a little beam, right?
I have no idea.
Now
I've never
like this big oblong shape weird thing. I don't know what year that took effect. Like, I'm assuming it's easier for them to do the big crazy stunts that they now have these little girls do. Because, those kids can pull off is mind-blowing. But
right.
The only thing that I recall is something that we had in high school, which was a multi-level box kind of thing. Is that what you're referring to? Because the vault has always been... Okay.
Yeah, this is definitely... After the show, I'll do more... More research. We'll come back with it. And if we have any gymnasts out there, please let us know.
That's way off. Right. Hey, the second most talked about thing in our comments this time.
Yes.
Everyone else also heard Craig say stortus, not stewardess.
Okay.
There were like eight
Did
different responses.
Did I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable?
You,
I guess I will enunciate better.
I guess. You have been unofficially exposed as a Western PA hick. Yes, stortus.
I think I got exposed as that a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
I grew up in, a simple country boy from Western PAs. I grew up a poor black child.
Shard Attack went so far to say that he thought Stortus was an obscure Pokemon.
It's like it hangs out with Squirtle. It's like, oh no, it's Squirtle, it's Stortus. All the water types that Misty keeps around.
First comment. Joe commented on the crash schedule, saying that it could be changing up. So starting next week, it could be like Agent Venom. But I don't know. Who did we have?
Iceman is next.
Right. So I don't know when... I do remember that they changed up the schedule at some point, and then they skipped some characters because the characters are new. So I'm assuming that's what Joe's referring to, but I don't know where that is going to happen. Or I'm going to go with Iceman for now. Hmm. This might be after Iceman.
Hey, hold on. We got to rewind a minute. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Mm? When we talked about how you could rename things, we didn't actually mention the things that got renamed.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Well, I thought we wanted that to happen organically.
Oh.
I guess so if people don't want to copy it,
right,
we'll let them know. You may no longer call Medusa Medusa. She'll be called Annoya Queen from now on. Or at least until such a time when that patron is no longer a patron.
Or changes his mind. Right. So the Annoya...
Wait, no, there's no mind changing.
Oh, okay.
You don't get to just pick one week and then make a new one the next week. And
that would be too much.
Once it's in print on the webpage, it's done.
So Medusa, she's constantly healing your teammates. If you have to fight her in PvP, it's really annoying. Annoya Queen.
Yeah.
And the other one is when Hawkeye...
Way better.
When Hawkeye attacks. You're not supposed to qualify. Anyway, when Hawkeye attacks...
No way. I'm just like a parent. You can have favorites, and sometimes you tell people about them.
What is he doing? He is shooting that poison arrow.
He shoots that poison arrow to my heart.
That is
an awful
song.
Shoot that poison arrow into my heart.
Craig is actually doing that song justice.
Yeah, so shout out to, I don't know if we're saying who sponsored what, but shout out to that sponsor because that made me smile. 1982 flashback.
Next comment was from Chloe.
Hey, we know her.
She says that there are slightly different animations for the Hawkeye and Hawkeye 5-star, I'd assume. So I mentioned on the last time that with each arrow, he has a different power. I was wondering if the animation was going to be different. The animation that happens when the countdown goes off is slightly different for every single one of them.
Yeah, the acid splash and stuff is cute.
Yeah, yeah, pretty cool. She also said that she is not fond of people calling Kate Bishop Bishop because she thinks of Bishop.
Yeah.
I agree with her on that, and I just wanted to mention it.
Although, we didn't talk about his other animation, the, you know, censored flying out of naked bed animation. Pretty funny. I like it.
It was surprising when it happened. Yeah,
yeah. The first time that I was like, whoa, what's that?
Are you going to make a team of people who have lewd but edited animations?
Oh, so him and Howard the Duck?
Him and Howard the Duck, and we'll need one other person.
Yeah.
Well, wait. We'll leave that for the devs when they get real bored and twitchy.
Twitchy.
Next comment is from Tater Cat. He said that when he heard the clue, our clue, for this week's character of the week, his guess is 4-star Captain Marvel. Now, here's his reasoning. Four walls make a room.
Uh-huh.
A movie called Room starred Brie Larson, who's going to Carol in the upcoming movie, maybe.
Nice.
So,
good guess. That is correct. But I do appreciate the line of logic, as it is not at all correct. But
I did want to mention Jeff Cascadian, but Joe also mentioned the Coulson event, the mini Coulson event.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody had anything negative to say about that event. It was small. It didn't eat it away a whole lot of time. It got you a Coulson reward. It was very good.
Right.
Very excellent.
I like when they surprise you with those. I mean, it was definitely reminiscent of, didn't they have a Cho one like that and an Ant-Man one like that? It was just like
that
a bonus
right.
mini event that hung out for a whole bunch of days, and you kind of just had to punch your way through Ant-Man's office or through Mephisto's lair, and they gave you a free cover at the end.
That sounds very familiar. My memory is really bad, though.
That's okay. It happens.
So we got an image shot at us in the Discord from our favorite Tar Heel Ninja.
Nice.
Also known as UNC Samurai.
Right.
Which
the total opposite of a ninja.
Yeah. It could be a Ronin, I suppose.
Again, still.
It's a panel from what appears to be a Hawkeye comic, where that naked Hawkeye pose with the Hawkeye symbol over his junk apparently is right from the comic book. So
nice.
Very nice. I had no idea. So next thing I have is a question from Jeff, who asks, how is it going? He specifically asked Craig, but how is it going for your catching them all? He says
I'm real close.
He says he's only missing the 5-stars Black Panther and Hawkeye now.
I am down to only missing one character.
Wow. Oh, snap. Who are you missing?
Black Widow. 5-star Widow.
So I wouldn't say you've been missing her, but you haven't collected her yet.
So I have 125 characters.
Wow.
So that now that you can see them all, with them just being grayed out, the ones you don't
have. Yeah,
it's
really easy to see. Yeah.
So I just scroll to the end, and I have, you know, made Natasha, you know, my favorite, my bonus hero, at the 5-star level, so that if I get one, I might be able to get a free
temporarily
one.
Have them all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
So, just for my quick answer, I don't have the catch-em-all bug for 1-stars, nor do I have it for Bagman. So, excluding them, the only thing I'm missing is Steve Rogers. I don't have one Steve Rogers 5-star.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah, surprises me every time I see it. But
I'm missing tons. Just tons. Actually, not tons, but I mean, if Craig's number is close, I'm missing, 27. I've got, 98 heroes. That sounds about right. I'm, you know, missing all the 1-stars except for Iron Man, missing most of the 2-stars, missing Riri, I'm missing War Machine, missing Black Bolt, all the 5-stars we've mentioned so far, Green Goblin, the Cool Hulk, just so many. So many. I'll look at my roster and fill us in later.
The last thing that he said was guess at waves piling on. He asked, he said, if we go with the idea of sound waves, it could be Black Panther's enemy, the Claw.
The Claw?
The Claw!
The Claw.
The Claw! Not not the craw. The craw. Get that reference.
That's what I know. Yeah.
There was a villain on Get Smart.
Yeah.
And he, you know, and he was, you know, this was back when you could stereotype people on TV and it was allowed to be funny. And, you know, he had his thick Asian accent and he couldn't say the claw. So he would say the craw. And they'd be like, the craw? He's like, not the craw. The craw.
It's just wrong.
I'm pretty sure that was Get Smart. I don't know. Maybe I'm making it all up.
Maybe. I hope you lived a different life than the one that's going on in your head.
So two comments about your one song reference there. Jordan from Jersey said, no one under 40 knows Indian Outlaw.
I disbelieve. There are country music fans out there who totally know that song.
D-Wing Illinois said, Indian Outlaw is not obscure. It's not.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Shout out to UNC Samurai. Yet again for the win. He instantly went to YouTube and got the clip of the craw from Get Smart.
Oh,
see, I
man.
Don't always imagine my reality. Sometimes I live in a shared reality.
Sure. Yeah, I was right. I'm missing 26 people.
Oh, man.
Just to let you guys know, I took a minute to count.
Yeah, but most of those are one stars, so yeah.
There's a lot of one stars. There's a lot of two stars, and then I don't have Riri, Mordo, Gwenpool, Medusa. I mean, Anoia Queen, the new Captain Marvel, War Machine. And then a bunch of five stars I'm missing. I'm missing Cap, Green Goblin, Hawkeye, Hulk, Black Widow, Black Bolt, Black Panther.
Wow. That
sounds kind of racist.
Yeah, it sounds like I am.
Missing all the black characters, you jerk.
And then all the one stars and, yeah, two stars. Okay, back to the show.
Sure. Hey, Jordan from Jersey, he's got some waves piling
Word.
On. He said Namor is actually with Universal, not Fox.
Ooh.
Oh. Wait, what? Why does... Universal.
Yeah, I don't need.
Was
I don't
he in
either.
Something?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's still. I believe him. He absolutely
right. He provided no like evidence, but I have none to deny.
Right,
it,
I have so. No reason to doubt him. I don't have any counter information.
He also guessed Hydra Man or Shocker. However, we think we have an answer for this. But Astro Monkey 9 says for a guess, it's the leader of the Annihilation Wave, Annihilus.
Oh, that would be dope. He is an underrated, but I think he is probably not owned by Marvel at the moment either. If all those other, because didn't he just fight the X-Men most of the time? Didn't he? Doesn't Annihilus live in? Maybe I dreamt. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. I thought he lived in the Savage Lands, but I might be thinking of Pterodactyl guy. I can't remember his name right now.
I just think it would be cool to get more. I don't know. Apparently, I'm one of the few. I think it would be cool to get more enemy characters. But
nope, I agree.
Totally want more villains.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice. And I think I'm wrong about Annihilus. As I think about it more, the guy who lives in the Savage Lands and that, like, leeches your life energy, I think his name is, like, Pterodactyl Head or something like that.
Hey, we mentioned Tad Prime, and he said, woohoo, I gotta mention. He says that it actually wasn't his first time commenting, but apparently he comments on the weekends, and thus this is his quote, he doesn't have anything meaningful new to add, so there you go. He did say that he is male, and that his name is a combination of his love for Transformers and math. Okay.
Oh.
Tad Prime.
Right.
Hey, Parandiak said his company was out there for the Remax convention.
He was?
Hawk and stuff. Not he was, but his company was.
Oh, man. I was going to say, if he was and we didn't cross paths, that would have been sad.
Yeah, it would have been. And he also said, I'll let it go because I got yelled at the last time I did this, but he correctly guessed the character of the week.
Did did your company then stay the extra week and also go to the Century 21 convention?
He didn't say that. But he said he was hawking stuff, or not him.
I was going to say, did either of you guys get a swag bag from his company?
No.
Yeah, no, we did not crash the Remax or Century 21 conventions.
Hey, D-Wing Illinois also mentioned, fun fact, fewer people fall into the Grand Canyon where there are no safety precautions than where there are railings.
All right.
I'd like to know where you get that data. He also said that he was agreeing with Ian way more than he was comfortable with. And
sorry,
I thought that was reserved for when people agreed with me.
Stochasticism also said waves piling on equals living weapons, totally a 4-star Iron Fist.
Yeah, and that's a real nice anagram. I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw an anagram coming. And that totally fits with the not only my idea. By my idea, I mean Marvel's idea to release Iron Fist this weekend.
Yeah, cheers to you. I think that is good work.
Yeah, yep. I'll have cheers to you. Ray, please pronounce his username again for us.
Stochasticism.
Yes!
the last thing that I have is from Cactus Jack.
I was
waiting for you. Yeah, there you go. I was waiting.
Ever since he abandoned us, he's not getting a bang bang. I just got one! No!
I'm gonna bang bang you.
Oh.
I'll shoot you down with my love gun, baby.
Oh.
That's a bad band.
Ray knew where I was going.
Yeah,
right?
I absolutely knew where that was.
Yeah.
Not saying it's appropriate for the show, but.
sometimes you just need some Kiss songs.
Yeah. His last comment was, "Forget Dazzler Craig. We all know what Marvel character the people really want in the game. Did you see what he posted?"
I did not.
A 5-star Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, that I did see, and it made me sad, but it would give me excuses to sing Achy Breaky Heart. And what's the Dolly Parton song that had Romeo?
I don't know.
Don't pretend like he had another hit.
No, Dolly Parton had a song called Romeo that featured Billy Ray Cyrus in the video.
Oh, okay.
That's really sad you know that.
Dolly had some good stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I can't stand her.
Oh.
Wait, who?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah, she had tons of good stuff.
Yeah.
I just can't
stand
her voice.
I thought you said Billy Ray Cyrus had a bunch of good stuff.
No,
I was like, he did
Dolly
not.
Dolly had good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
As
she was a genius.
Billy Ray Cyrus
and she
had
seems
one
like,
song.
She seems like a really nice person.
That I'll be with. Yeah, absolutely.
And she had some good music. And once a month, she sends my son a free book.
What?
Well, that's nice of her.
That she has some sort of program where if you write to them and say, I have a child, this is our address, once a month, she sends you a book of her choosing.
What a nice lady.
Yeah.
I know she's always given to charities and things. Like, every time there's some kind of disaster in the South, you know,
right.
Her and her group are there.
Right. Have you ever seen the drunk history bio on her?
No.
Look, it's great.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Fantastic.
I'll just make sure I'm clear on this. I just said I don't like her music.
Right.
Dolly Parton.
That's fine.
Treasure.
That's fine. And I support that, too.
So he has Billy Ray Cyrus with a red Achy Breaky Heart power, a black Call the Doc, and a yellow Miley's Wrecking Ball.
Mm.
He's got the whole cover made up. I don't know if he made it up, but it's pretty thorough. So anyway, that's all I got in the mailbag. It was a pretty good mailbag. A lot of comments.
Yay! All right, Ian, what time is it then?
Holy smokes, is it time for the
featured
character
of the week?
I'm just not going to put the sound effect in. I'm just going to...
That's the echo it gets made if you fall down the Grand Canyon. That's what you hear.
The featured character of the week! Splash.
Not Flash.
That's a good movie, though.
This week's character is brought to you by Nosy Tom Crates. You've heard of Loot Crate. Now here comes Nosy Tom Crates for the finest of the voyeur items that will be sent to you every month. Nosy Tom Crates.
Okay. So is he like, is he the same Tom that Peeping Tom is named after?
Yeah. He's a little bit more subdued. This is just Nosy Tom.
Okay.
Like, I kind of picture him like hanging out with Mrs. Kravitz from Bewitched. You know, he just kind of like peers across the street and tries to listen in at the window.
Okay, so he's every
wife is a witch.
Sure, he's any nosy neighbor that has ever been.
So he will send you his supplies each month. You know, maybe it's some strings tied together with cans.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
a glass to hold up to the door. You know,
oh, Nosy Tom,
the good old, like, you know, 2x pair of really cheap plastic binoculars you get out of, like, yeah, you know, some crap machine.
And that's the best part of the crate is you never know what you're gonna get every month. It's like a surprise.
Yeah.
And it's always something different.
Yeah. Nosy Tom Crate.
Sorry.
So Jessica Parker looks like a foot. I don't know what they're talking about.
Tank's dad just said Jessica Parker is the female Batman.
Oh, that was an unnecessary burn, but it made me chuckle.
It did.
Ian, tell me about this week's character.
This week's character is none other than 4-star Gwenpool. I didn't do appropriate research before the show because I forgot who it was, and the wiki provides me with no sort of background. As far as I can tell, she's a comic relief character that breaks the fourth wall and got teleported into comic books from our dimension and has inside information, and that makes her somehow Pink Deadpool. I can't even hide my disdain for this dumb character. But maybe she's really good in the game once you get a lot of covers for her. And I have even less information for you for the powers, but I'll see what I can do. Her first power is called Sploits!
I'm glad you did that, because I was going to if you didn't.
It's got an exclamation point. I don't know how to not.
You have to do that in like the Shaggy voice, right?
Sploits!
I can't do the Shaggy voice, so, yeah.
Purple, it costs you 9. Oh, a little grid comes up, and you have to pick any three of the 9 pictures that are on the grid, and they have varying effects based on what 3 tiles you choose. That's all I know about it. That's all I remember about it. I think if you look on perhaps our webpage.
Sorry, I'm having a moment.
Perhaps on the form. There's got to be information on there on what the combos are. And I really think when I call them little pictures, I think they're people symbols. Like, yeah, I know there's one picture that looks like Thor's hammer, one picture that looks like a cap symbol, one picture that looks like Iron Man. Usually it's destroy a random row or destroy row 2 or destroy column 3, something like that. I'm not going to go through them all. Look it up, and it never changes. Yeah. Level 5 through 2 is all the same.
And if you do go to PuzzleWarriors3.com and go to the character stats page, at the bottom there's a graphic that explains what some of the combos are, not all of them. But I use it.
Well, that's nice of you.
Like if you pick Pumpkin Snowflake Spider, which I'm assuming is like Green Goblin, Iceman,
Spider-Man. Yeah.
It destroys all the attack tiles.
Oh, nice.
That's the one that I like.
I'm going to have to memorize that one. All right. So her next ability, Plot Armor. What this does, it's black. It also costs 9. Puts 2 strength 83 protect tiles on the board. It also sends your allies airborne for a turn. 3 protect tiles. The protect tiles get stronger, and your allies always go. The airborneness never changes. Man. What is the point of this character? the protect tiles get really big. So at level max, you get 4 protect tiles, strength 342. All right, green. This is her. It's a changey power. It's called Deus Ex Machina. It's 0. It's passive. At the start of a battle, a gun tile appears on the board. If this tile is removed by any means, the ability becomes Chekhov's gun. Chekhov's gun. It's also green. It costs you 10. It fires 3 shots at the enemy team and does 519 per shot. Does more damage. So eventually it could do upwards of 4,252 damage per shot. That's a total of 12,756 damage.
So my understanding of that is it's 3 shots,
yeah,
and it's divided randomly across the enemy team.
Of course it is. Well, I guess you'd have to go 3-5-5 with this, seeing as raising the level of Sploits does nothing. If it does something, someone please correct me, because I'm totally flying blind with this character. But according to the information that I have, every level of Sploits is the same thing.
I will say that the internet tell me 5-3-5 is the way to go.
Well, that's says what I know.
I have no idea why.
Yeah,
because there's some of the Sploits do damage, and I think it increases the damage.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, everyone. Unfortunately, the wiki that I chose to use has no information on what Sploits does. It's just got, you know, it's busy being, and I'm making air quotes on a podcast for no reason, but it just decides to be funny instead of actually giving me information. So I got nothing. The internet says you should make her 5-3-5, so do that.
Yeah, I have to assume that it's just a damage thing.
Right,
again,
maybe the damage goes up. Can you unlock more combos as you get higher level? I not do Pumpkin Spider Snowflake until I'm level 4?
I think the combos are the same no matter what. The damage just goes up.
Okay.
Yeah, again, I have no idea. I think all the information about how that power works has just been generated by randomly pressing buttons and writing it down. So I think it's all user-generated, which is fine, and it's great that people put that out there, but it's really hard to compile and have an idea of how the character works. It's a weird character.
Chekhov's gun looks important, though.
Popple's pistol?
Yeah, I would put 5 into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have no covers of Gwenpool. I have limited experience with her. I can't offer any sound advice, so I will reach out to, you know, any remaining listeners that I haven't offended away from the show to help me with this information.
Other... Wow, I have her a 4-2-2.
Wow!
That's impressive.
Yeah, good on you.
I have no idea. I'm trying to find her. Wow, I have her at 4-2-3.
See? You're loaded.
I ignore it every time I get one of those. I'm like, oh, whatever, throw it on.
So, yeah, there you go. That's what limited information I can share with you about Gwenpool. So, now that you know that, please go on to Amazon and use our Amazon links to order yourself one of Nosy Tom's crates and get it sent to you monthly. My birthday's coming up. Get it sent to me monthly. I'm comfortable with that, too.
Ian, so here's some the quick and quick.
Word.
If you pick a specific rule or a column at max level, it does 5,648 damage. If you do a random row or column, it's 6,604. When you get rid of special tiles, it does like 3,000 damage. If you get rid of random tiles, it does 5,369 damage. And if you destroy a corner, it does 2,946 damage.
Okay, so the less specific...
more damage you get.
Yeah, okay.
I really want the... where do you get the code for the corners? Because that can be useful.
I don't know. I just closed that site.
Okay. I don't have that information, so... But every now and then, you get a tile stuck in a corner, and that would be nice.
Yeah. There's always an invisibility tile, you know, ends up somewhere.
I just don't want to carry anything around with me so that I know how to play the game. Like, I don't want to have to carry a chart with me that tells me how to do these codes.
In Discord, Desert Stortus...
Solid.
Callbacks. Just posted a chart for you that tells you what to do.
Okay, I'll try and scroll down.
So, thanks, Desert Tortoise.
Oh, my. Holy. Okay. That's a weird chart. Thanks.
All right, so that was Gwenpool. Moving on. Anybody have anything exciting on the Vine?
No, like the opposite of that. My Vine has a 3-star Torch and a 3-star Quicksilver. I don't think I'm going to champ either of them, and I just don't. Yeah, I know I should, but maybe Torch. I don't know. That's all I got.
Yeah, I like Quicksilver.
You do.
He's fun to play with Ragnarok.
Yep.
Does 14 bullseye covers count as exciting?
Yeah.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Are you missing black or purple?
I'm counting real quick. So I have 14 bullseye covers. 8 of them are purple.
Yep.
I actually have him max champed, and I'm waiting to sell him. And the only reason that I didn't sell him is because, well, I haven't needed the ISO quite yet, so I'm holding off. But I got all purple. And for some reason, I'm like, well, I don't want to do it yet because I don't want to have him at 500.
Right. So wait, all covers are purple? All 14?
No, 8 of them.
Okay.
So like the first 8 I got are all purple. So I'm trying to get some green and black so that I can actually just, you know, make use of those right away. Not that it matters. I could go ahead and sell them and put it in, and I've got 4 days left. But
good. Take your time.
Yeah. Besides that, I got a couple Hawkeye covers, purple, that I don't have him to where I can champion him yet. So all 2-stars, though. But there you go. That's all I got. Okay. Until yesterday, I had a purple Star-Lord, because purple Star-Lord is what you get.
Right.
But I did manage...
This is known.
When I completed I think he's in progression reward in the Meat Rocket and Groot. And that was able to get me a cover, well, a yellow, I think. But in any case, the cover that I needed to champion him. So I was able to, he's at level 271 now, championed, and I was able to make use of that purple.
There you go. I've got 2 days left on Moon Knight Black number, I don't know, 10, 15, who knows.
Right.
And I got 8 days left on a purple Miles. And I have Miles fully covered. I just don't have the ISO to champion him.
Mm. Mm.
I currently have 127,000 ISO. My Miles is level 200.
Mm.
So I'm getting close.
You got any 2-stars getting ready to be sold?
I got one at level 144. I could get rid of Steve Rogers, but then it'll take me 6 months to get 3 yellow again.
That is true.
So, you know, I worry about that one, because that's what happened last time.
Yeah, actually, yeah, and you're so close to having 125 characters, I don't think I could advise you to risk it.
Yeah, I really want to get that Natasha, so I got them all for, at least I can say that once I had them all.
Does that mean you'll be opening up a classic legend today?
No, still opening the latest.
All right.
No, I'm totally determined that I will get a 5-star, and then bonus hero will kick in. and she'll show up, and I'll be gold.
Good. Good policy. I like your plan.
All right.
Hopefully the bonus hero thing works for you.
Rewards of the week. Did anybody get anything super exciting?
I did. I made sure to tell you about it to remind me. I got my heroic token turned into a red Peggy cover, which turned into a bonus hero, which gave me a blue Peggy cover.
Ooh.
No, a double Peggy.
It was a good day that day.
That is.
And I got them both.
Yeah, Peggy's the bomb.
They both appeared. I did not have any errors, any soul-crushing bonus hero errors vanish in I said, two Peggies. I'm done for the day. And I was. Did you guys get anything this week that you remember?
I did. I actually wrote them down because I got up to 520 CP.
Nice.
And I thought that was just excessive. So I sold off 220 CP. And when I'm doing that, I just went for the classics.
Because
I figured nothing else I need. I still need a yellow.
I thought you would have just gone for the Hawkeye vaults, but I hear you.
And I got to get that yellow old man Logan. That's what I wanted.
Right.
So that got me 12 covers, and I got a Mordo, a Blade, a Quake, a Spider-Woman, who I then champed, another Mordo, a Wasp, a Captain Marvel, two Gwenpools, of course, but I did get two Peggies, and one 5-star out of this, a blue Bruce Banner.
Nice.
Still don't have his purple, so I still don't use him.
Right. Well, the blue is the power you had, isn't it?
No, I had black.
Oh, okay.
So that helps.
Right, that does help then.
But still need that purple. And then I got a Medusa from, or a Anoia Queen from a Sticks and Stones token. And like I said, I got the Star-Lord. The Star-Lord was actually, because I was so tired of selling off purple Star-Lords, that made me probably the happiest.
Right. Well, good job. Craig, did you get anything that you remember?
Not that I remember. My brain is like Swiss cheese.
I think I'm up to 21
now. My God, that's a lot of CP.
Oof.
I mean, I did get that new Hawkeye. That was nice. Whenever he came out.
Oh yeah, yep. That was minutes ago. That was a good job. Yeah. Over the weekend,
so,
I believe.
I think that was my exciting part.
Good job.
Yeah. So let's open up some tokens. Brought to you as always by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy. Who wants to go first? Want me to go first?
Yeah. So you can get this. Black Widow out of the way.
All right, I am going to poke Panther in his right eye.
Oh no, he hates that. You're definitely getting an Agent Venom.
No, it is sadly a 4-star. Oh, but it's Mordo, so that's nice.
Okay.
I'm down with that. What does that get my Mordo? That is a Vaulting Boots of Valtor. Oh, that gets him up to 020.
Good.
Wow.
So lots of boots. I got two boots. Those boots are made for vaulting.
And that's just what they're going to do.
Yeah. One of these days, they're going to vault right over you. Somebody else go now.
All right.
All right. I've got three tokens. Should I spend all three?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably not.
Apparently, you have unlimited amounts of CP, so just open everything.
I just haven't been cashing anything in. All right. Clicking on the one. It is a 4-star. Click. Ooh, 4-star. Bunch of fiddle faddle.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
That's nice.
That's
you'll want
one.
That for that Iron Fist release, because I'm sure it'll be boosted.
Number two is another 4-star, and it is a Staff of the Living Tribunal Mordo.
Oh.
Cool.
So that'll be good. That's two useful ones. I'm happy. No 5-stars, though. Third one is another 4-star. He is a Wasp Sting. Hopefully I can still use that. I think she's fine. She should be fine.
I was going to say, don't hold your breath. The blue, her blue ability is the one that people get. It's the one to have.
I have her now at 333.
Nice.
So
she's so shockingly even.
Yeah, I know. And she's breaking the normal train wreck that is my cover collecting. Strangely enough, Luke Cage is at 222. And this will put Mordo at 222.
Wow.
So there you go.
All right. I, in my attempt to remain the counter Craig, we'll poke him in his left eye. Or did you poke him in his right eye?
I poked him in his right eye.
Yes, okay. I'll poke him in his left eye.
Poke.
And get none other than Supernatural Sense Blade.
Oh, hey, that guy. The
forgotten
character.
Poor forgotten 4-star Blade. And that will put him at 212.
Getting there.
Yeah.
All right, so that was opening some tokens brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, the ever-changing, ever-growing, Always Fluid Podcast Network. It is known as the soon-to-be-named podcast network.
It is known.
It includes this and many other fine shows. You can find it at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It's got, again, more shows than I'm aware of at the moment. So rather than have me mislead you as to any of their intentions, please go to that website or go to our website, puzzlewarriors3.com, and you can find a direct link to any of the shows or to simply the soon-to-be-named network where they are all listed there. It might even be more up-to-date than our list. I don't want to sell Ray short, but I don't know, you know, what counts as a valid network show these days and what is
I haven't heard anything from Joe as an official change of the list, so I haven't changed our list. So
great. Okay.
If the list has changed, let me know.
If you need some more podcasts in your life to help fill some time during your commute or in your quiet hours when you're not enjoying the Puzzle Warriors 3, check us out at soon-to-be-named-network.com. That is all.
I think that's all we got, right?
Usually, yes.
Sounds like a show to wrap it up. So as always, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Check out if you've listened live and now you want the recording, you know, it's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, it's wherever you might get your podcasts.
There's far, far less dead air.
If you want to look forward, you want to leave any comments or suggestions, hate mail, any of the above, you can leave those on the discuss section on our webpage, on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums, where you will find links to our show in those locations. If you want to throw us a bone, help us pay for some bandwidth and things, click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. You buy something, it costs you nothing. We get some pennies to pay the bills. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some Puzzle Warriors or soon-to-be-named network merchandise. All of that would be greatly appreciated. Or become a patron. Because there's new rewards.
There are new rewards. Lots of exciting tiers. Cumulative rewards for remaining a patron.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose we should mention, for the people who have already gotten their t-shirts, if you would like to go back and also claim your song, send it to Ray. And
he'll get it to the people he know, and we'll pass it on to our poor man's Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. I know it's probably not the most convenient thing for people, but it's most convenient for me if you actually do that on Patreon. If you want to send it some other way, I'll probably accept it. But I'm just saying, that's the most convenient. And I will be sure to get it.
Muy bien. I think that's all we got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's lucky to get some free pizza. Good night, everybody.
I like pizza. Good night.
Bye, friends.